Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so great. Wait, they were pretty great, right? Today we're talking about the good old days, back when you could listen to your iPod, listen to your favorite songs there on shuffle, and buy a candy bar for a dollar. Those were...
Do you even remember that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I was 11, I think, when the iPods came out. But yes, all of that and talking about inflation today on the podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
So I teased you a little bit because we're a little bit different in age. How far behind me are you? Are you solid 10, 15, 20?
1990, so.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, it's well, we won't talk about that. But I do remember a time when you could do a whole lot with a dollar bill, and you couldn't do quite as much, I'm sure, as we could. But, you know, we do hear a lot of people talk about the good old days when you could go do a lot more with your money. But, you know, I'm going to set a scene for you. It's 2001. You're listening to Drops of Jupiter on your new iPod Classic. I didn't even own an iPod Classic. I didn't come into play until the shuffle.
I saw one time.
It just came out and it cost you $399. And you're a big deal for having one.
Woo-hoo. Big dog.
Let's fast forward to today. iPods are all but a thing of the past. You can get that on your phone now. So you don't need an iPod. But let's take a look at the cost of that. Your classic iPod was $399. And the latest, greatest iPhone, you're going to pay about $1,399.
250% increase in price.
Yes. And I am from that generation. I didn't even have access to a cell phone when I was a teenager. You had to be among the more wealthy families to even have those. And those that did, they were like that big bag phone. When I finally got a phone, I was at like 20 years old. I was in college when I got a phone for myself, and we had to pay per text message. So that just tells you how much things have changed during my lifetime. But to think that something that cost $400 just 20 years ago is now $1,400. That just to me highlights the importance of understanding inflation and its effect so that you don't get eaten alive by it. But let's take a, you know, again, this isn't a problem specific to Apple. We've got some other things here to compare. Why don't you roll through a couple of those too?
A few of these I can actually relate to. So let's see, movie tickets. I did go see a movie once or twice when I was younger. So going to see Shrek at the movie theater back in 2001 cost you about $5.66 per ticket. And in comparison, you could go see Space Jam coming out next month, actually. Mm-hmm. And the cost would be about $9.16.
And of course, these are just averages across the United States. But even with that, that's a 61.8% increase in price. Now, we don't expect the new Space Jam to be better than the original, so it may not be worth the difference in the price. We're not going to go there. But these prices obviously don't include popcorn, soda, and all of those things that have also gone out. I remember when I was younger, my mom sharing that her mom would literally hand her a quarter and she'd have enough for the day. She could go watch a movie, get popcorn, soda, all of that for a quarter. So that's, you know, my mom isn't with us anymore, but she would be in her 60s now. So that's not even that much of a bigger gap. It's a pretty good gap, but it's still, things are getting more expensive. One that I can relate greatly to is gas prices. So in 2001, the price per gallon of gas was an average of $1.46. When I graduated high school and went to college, which I'm really going to date myself, I started college in 97. In the fall of 97, it was less than a dollar. So even between 97 and 2001, there was a pretty good jump. Today, the current national average is around $3. Now, this is really specific to where you live, because here in our area, it's not quite as high. But if you go out to California, I have a friend who lives out there and she's been posting, it's way higher than $3 a gallon. Yeah. But if you live in our area, that's about what the average is. So that's 110%. Even just this year, we've seen a lot of inflation and it's catching a lot of news. So for those that don't understand what that is, we're hoping to kind of educate you. Again, we're talking about things you don't know about money that affect you. So we're trying to give you a little bit of understanding of that so you can know how it helps you or how it affects you and be prepared for it.
So usually these changes aren't so noticeable, but this past year it just seems like everything and just every little area you can see inflation. You can really notice it. I know that one of the most relatable ones is home prices right now.
Yes, absolutely. You know, interest rates are low, so getting a house is more accessible for a lot of people. Getting more house than you normally could have afforded is something that a lot of people are in looking forward to with this. But because of the shortage of new construction, everything trickles down. You know, products to get the stuff to make the houses is more expensive, so there aren't as many houses to buy, which means there's less market out there, higher demand than there is product. Prices are driving up, so that's affecting a lot of people too, you know. But gas prices definitely have gone up. You know, we're, in case you haven't caught the little reference in here, if you're looking at the show title, we're kind of playing off of some Fallout Boy songs. You know, one of the little subtitles we've got here, it says, I'm looking forward to the future, but my eyesight is going bad. Inflation is one of those things that's sneaky. It happens over time typically, but it can really damper what's called your purchasing power. So what my mom could purchase with a dollar as a child and what I could purchase as with a dollar as a child are drastically different. What my kids could purchase with a dollar right now is drastically different. So that's what that we're talking about when we talk about purchasing power. And that is really what inflation affects, is your purchasing power over time.
So even if you're doing, you know, a great job of putting savings back, you know, what you're saving into or what you're using as a savings vehicle in regards to your investments, right, make a huge impact and could really determine what your future might look like. So according to the Motley Fool, which is kind of another investment outlet out there, the median savings is about $3,500, but an expense of that category, $3,500, would cost about $5,720 in 20 years.
And that's assuming 2.5% inflation. So, you know, depending on what year it is, it may be more or less. So if you think about, you know, planning for your future, and you, let's say you're using cash because you're scared of the market, you may not be losing your principal, what you put in there, but for every year that you leave it there, whatever that inflation rate was, you're losing the ability to use it to buy things by leaving it there. Not that all of your money should be invested, because you do need to have your emergency savings liquid, ready to go, but you do need to be mindful to that your savings are growing faster than inflation, so that you're overcoming that over time. And inflation has to do with the government CPI. There are a lot of things when they give that inflation number, there are a lot of things that are not included in that that do affect your day to day. So be mindful that just because they say 2.5 is the average inflation rate, that doesn't mean that gas moves at that, or medical expenses, tuition, those are things that tend to move faster than the national average.
Yeah. So why is this important, right? Why does this matter? And the reason why is, you know, Teresa and I, we talked to multiple folks in regards to this as a planning point, right? And when we look at planning for any sort of goal, whether it be, you know, a mid to long-term goal, certainly matters more for the longer-term goals. But even in the midterm, you know, this is something that we work with folks to make sure that they include this in their goals, right? So a big planning point for this or for you would be to ask yourself, what goals are you planning for and how are they going to be affected by inflation? Like Teresa mentioned, a good starting point would be to factor in, you know, the current CPI, which is the current consumer price index, which shows inflation. But even that doesn't really hone in on all the things that we are seeing inflation rise dramatically in today. So you might want to drill down even further to look at what that inflation index or that inflation rate could be for what you're saving for.
And there are a lot of people, we hear a lot of chatter about early retirement. There are a lot of people who say, well, I want to retire in my early 50s. That's great. We've got plans. We can put that together for you. But we need to understand that inflation is going to affect you more if you're wanting to retire early than if you're wanting to retire later, because you've got a longer period of time that you're not earning that you're going to need to utilize your assets to produce your income. So it's really important to be cognizant of that and its effect and make sure your plan works for that. And there's really only two categories of investments that can outpace or have historically outpaced inflation, and that's real estate and in equities. So not that that's saying you should be fully in there. Again, we don't know your whole picture, but you cannot sit in savings alone and overcome it.
And that's, again, something that we go over with our clients all the time is, you know, if you're sitting in cash, right, then that's going to be the biggest risk to you is the opportunity cost of being invested. And again, opportunity cost just means, you know, the cost of doing of taking one option over another, right? Mm-hmm. So when you choose, you know, to spend your dollar on, you know, popcorn at the movie theater, or I mean, who am I kidding? You can't get popcorn with a dollar.
Get like two kernels for a dollar. But let's talk about $8. You're buying a small popcorn for right. $8, you know?
Yes.
But if you do that, what you were getting at is you can't use that same money to buy a candy bar. You've spent it. You know, if you're staying in cash, then the opportunity to grow that money is now lost. So you can't put it in something else because you've got it in cash. So that's what opportunity cost means. It's the lost opportunity when you use it. And it's not always a bad thing. Having some cash, if you're close to retirement, makes sense. Having an emergency fund makes sense. But not having everything there because you're scared of your own, you know, scared of loss. That's where we get into an issue with it. And we've got kind of two tranches for those that aren't quite ready for retirement that we use for educating people and making sure that they're on track to meet their goals, considering things like inflation and their specific tools at their disposal. And one of those is MoneyWorks. And Mark, you're spearheading that for our team. So I'd love for you to take just a second to kind of talk about what that means, being part of MoneyWorks.
So MoneyWorks is a financial wellness program that is focused to really growing you in terms of your financial knowledge, right? So what we want to do is focus growth so that for our starting investors that, you know, maybe didn't, you know, really get any sort of education around mm-hmm. finances growing up, whether that be from parents or from school or, you know, any other source, you know, we want to teach you what you wish you knew growing up about finances. Mm-hmm. So that's the main aspect, but also kind of put you on a fast track to get to where you want to be, right? So in terms of budgeting, of debt management, as well as protection when it comes to, you know, different types of insurance that's out mm-hmm. there, life insurance, and then savings, right? Savings for the future. So in a lot of this, you know, what we really like to do is goal cast. Mm-hmm. Vision cast, because again, that's where a lot of these conversations, like how does inflation impact your goals, mm-hmm. right, for the future? That's where a lot of that comes into play. So teaching those concepts and making sure that in your plans that, you know, all these different variables are included and factored in, and then providing the education, the tools, the resources, right, to fill in any gaps there.
I think it's about giving the why and the how so that they can go and do. I think if people have a big enough why and they know how to deal with it, they're more successful. So that's what that's doing. And then for those that are beyond that point, they've gotten a good start, but they're not quite ready to retire. You may be in the stage where you need to be able to balance your life and your money and know that what you're doing, because, you know, when you're adding money to your employer plan and you're doing your IRA contributions, many people say they don't really know what that means, what that's going to turn into for them. So we also have this money guide program that we have that we're utilizing for those that are not at the beginner stage, but they're not quite ready to retire. They just need someone to help guide them through the accumulation stages. So we've got that, you know, kind of tranche of things also that you can be a part of if you'd like some help with that. We call it balancing your life and your money. Again, everything is going to be goals based because we feel like that's important.
Absolutely. So if you have any questions on that, if you want to learn more about any of that, you are welcome to text MoneyWorks to 501-381-5228 to learn more, or visit our website at mymoney.works to learn more about the program. Mm-hmm. And how can they learn more about Money Guide?
Same thing for that. Texting Money Guide to the same number, 381-5228. But call our number, 501-653-7355, if you'd like to connect with an advisor there too. But the reality is just, you know, some people, they've lost money in the market before, or they're scared of the market. So they say, you know what, I'm just going to save it all in savings. I'm just going to keep it all in cash. But inflation is here. It's not going away. We would encourage you not to be frozen with fear, but to push through it and have a plan that helps you overcome it, understand what it does to your future, and make sure that your plan accounts for that properly.
Yeah. And just like with inflation, if you might have other, you know, kind of blind spots mm-hmm. in your plans, that's something that we would love to help out with. But in terms of this, you know, we just want to make sure that the good days, right, aren't just in the past, but mm-hmm. also, you know, ahead for you. So we want to help you plan for that. And that would be, you know, my 2 cents for the day.
Yeah, I think, again, it goes back to if you understand it, it's not scary. So that's our 2 cents. We hope you've learned something new about money you didn't know before, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.